Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This low to our west is continuing to drag lots of moisture across our area today. I'll show you the timeline and when some of that rain could be heaviest.
And trapped in a sub in the middle of the ocean with only enough oxygen for a few more days, the race against time to find five people who disappeared on their way to tour the Titanic.
Plus, you can share your input today on plans to build skyscrapers on the campus of one of the nation's oldest HBCUs, the new plans for Shaw University. It's been a big controversy for a long time. Laura Levine's going to tell us more about that coming up. But thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. The sun's coming up. We're not going to see it because of all the clouds. And all tomorrow's the first day of summer. It's not going to feel like it either. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center. More rain on the way.
Look at the lightning that started to pop up down in South Carolina. A little bit of that near Wilmington and back across the mountains. Right now, we're seeing fairly light coverage of rain. There are a couple of spots that are starting to bubble up here in Wake County. Some light rain along the I-95 corridor and this slightly heavier rain that's moving through some of Chatham County right now. We'll zoom in and you can see that. Here's Siler City. Here's Pittsboro. That's continuing to move on over toward Burlington. We do have some showers here in Fuquay Varina, Holly Springs, Apex, moving up toward Durham right now. But it's pretty light and patchy. We take a look at Futurecast. You can see that sort of patch of rain. Looks like it's going to hang around the Triangle area for the next few hours, potentially. We're just going to see waves of this rain moving through today. There's lunchtime. You can see a wave coming through. Some of that's going to be heavy at times. You can see the yellow and the orange color contours. Could even be a few rumbles of thunder, but it doesn't look like we would see anything severe. And we'll be watching for some pockets where we could see just a little isolated flooding. Right here in Andrew, you can see a little bit of rain there on the streets, nothing heavy. We're looking at 70 degrees right now, so it's very warm out and muggy. Our highs will stay in the 70s all day with the clouds and the rain that we'll end up seeing. Following tropical satellite down here, you can see tropical storm Brett that formed yesterday. Right now, it is moving west 17 miles per hour, just out there in the middle of the Atlantic. Winds at 40 miles per hour. It's in an area that's conducive for development, so it could end up becoming a hurricane briefly late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, but then it moves back into an area where it's not as conducive to developing. And right now, its forecast track would take it down into the Caribbean. There's some potential that it could turn to the north. We'll talk about some of those scenarios coming up. Brian?
602 right now. We have a couple of crashes that we're watching over on the eastern side of Wake County in the Wendell area. One just reported in the past few minutes at Wendell Falls Parkway at Martin Pond Road, and then an earlier crash at Wendell Boulevard at Wendell Falls Parkway. Look out for some delays in those areas. Those reportedly are crashes with injuries. Also in Garner, a minor crash still in the clearing stages at Old Stage Road at Vandora Springs Road. We haven't seen any delays through that area just yet. Major routes elsewhere are looking pretty good. We'll have another live weather and traffic update coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. An urgent search and rescue operation is underway in the Atlantic Ocean near the Titanic wreckage. A tourist sub with five people on board is missing this morning. The vessel was on its way to the wreckage on Sunday when it lost contact with the main ship after about an hour and 45 minutes. Coast Guard officials say they have only enough oxygen for 3 or 4 days. The tour is conducted by Ocean Gate Expeditions in Canada. A previous crew member says it comes with risks.
You're really pushing, to the very limits of human capabilities, what can be done. The pressures that one experiences down there are truly, at the edge of what humans and human technology is capable of.
And among those on board are a British adventurer, a French diver, and a Pakistani father and son. That's according to social media posts and a family statement. Ken Smith is following developments in the search in the WREL Live Center. Ken, this is a scary situation.
It's a very scary situation, and it's a remote section of the Atlantic, so it's making the search even more difficult. We want to give you a live look at St. John's Harbor, Newfoundland. That's where this mission originated. We're also learning a bit bit more this morning about the company that runs these missions to view the Titanic. The company, as you mentioned, Michelle, is Oceangate Expeditions. This was the third mission to see the decaying Titanic with tourists on board since 2021. The passengers reportedly paid about $250,000 to view the Titanic up close. Now, Oceangate has been chronicling the Titanic's decay as well as the underwater ecosystem that has sprung up around that doomed ship. Now, the Associated Press also reporting an advisor to Oceangate, David Kincannon, said he was supposed to be on that dive but wasn't able to go. Of course, stay with the Today Show for an update on this story following our morning news.
Ken, thanks for the updates. You can share your thoughts today on plans to build skyscrapers on and around Shaw University's historic campus. This has been a dispute for years, and WRIO's Laura Levine is live on campus with new changes made to the plans. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, here at Shaw University, actually behind me here, you can actually see signs right outside in front of the campus talking about the redistricting zone, Shaw U, that could be coming here. Today, the community will have another chance to speak up about the plans to build taller towers. Now, there's been some new conditions on the plan since the last public meeting on this topic. Shaw developers want to rezone 17 properties here with buildings up to 30 stories tall, but they've recently agreed on conditions to limit some building heights to just five stories. They've also agreed to include affordable residential units for Shaw students within the first three new buildings constructed. So some Shaw alumni, well, they have voiced against the plans with concerns that the history here will be erased.
I would tell them to vote no for the rezoning because our historic buildings are very, very valuable. We don't need a highway going through the campus.
So the Raleigh Planning Commission has actually approved of this project, actually recommending for the City Council to approve it. The Raleigh Historic Development Commission have voted in denial of it. So that meeting begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Two kayakers are safe this morning after being rescued from the Neuse River just hours ago. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene last night as crews worked to get the kayakers to safety. We're told those kayakers were on the water near the Neuse River Bridge and New Bern Avenue when they lost their paddles. No one was hurt.
An inmate is on the run after escaping from the Orange Correctional Center. Officials say guards noticed William Cooper was missing during a head count yesterday morning. He's serving a three-year sentence for larceny in Alamance County. And today, Durham City Council will approve the city's budget for the next fiscal year. The budget includes a 2% pay raise for Durham firefighters and police. It also includes a property tax increase to pay for new projects, funding for public schools, raising county staff salaries, and expanding pre-K programs is also included.
A shooting at a mall in Lumberton left one person dead. That shooting happened around 6:30 last night at Biggs Park Mall. Police detained two people who they say left the mall and led officers on a chase. It ended on Interstate 95 near St. Paul's, and we're working to find out if those people have been charged. An update to a shooting in Johnston County we first reported to you yesterday morning. We now know a man shot and killed another man who was trying to break into his house while his children were inside. This happened Sunday night in Wilson's Mills. Investigators say the man who was killed made contact with James Keith's children and tried to break into that home. We are working to learn the name of the man who died. No charges have been filed.
Today, Governor Cooper will meet with education leaders about a funding plan that would affect public schools across the state. Cooper said Republican lawmakers are backing proposals that would severely cut public school funding. The bills proposed would include more funding for vouchers for private schools. The discussion is happening at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Western Guilford Middle in Greensboro.
At least 20 states have already passed laws banning some or all gender-affirming care for transgender teens. In the final days of this session, North Carolina legislators have decided to put that issue back on the table. Today, the House Health Committee will talk about a possible amendment to Senate Bill 631. It would ban any UNC hospital or other public hospital from providing any type of gender-affirming medical care. They would not be legally allowed to provide gender-affirming surgery of any kind, puberty blockers, or hormone therapy, even with a parent's consent. Your tax dollars will be used to improve one of the busiest roads in Raleigh, and officials want your feedback on it. DOT is planning a major upgrade to Capitol Boulevard between Raleigh and Wake Forest. You can stop by Living Word Family Church in Wake Forest tomorrow night to give feedback and learn more about this project. A pre-hearing open house will begin at 4 p.m. and wrap up at 6, and the formal hearing begins at 7.
A historic home is torn down despite the public outcry to save it. The former Miss Bell's Tea Room was a fixture in Moore County for decades. Why it's now gone.
And Johnston County is one of the fastest growing areas in the state, but property taxes are going down. Coming up at 6:30, what that means for homeowners.
And rain's in the forecast for the next several days. Here's a live look at radar right now. You can see a few scattered showers from Morrisville through Apex, Holly Springs, Fuquay, Verena. We'll walk through the timeline on Futurecast for the rest of the day coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we are looking at a few more showers starting to pop up here just in the last 30 to 45 minutes. We've had a few bands of rain overnight, but a little bit more of that starting to pop now in the southern part of Cumberland County and in the southwest part of Wake County as well. So more of this definitely coming as we get through the morning, you know, unfortunately, just in time for the morning commute. Another little band coming up just east of Sanford toward Pittsburgh, and you can see it's starting to get a little heavier between Fuquay and Holly Springs up toward Apex. So more of this rain certainly on and off for the day today. We take a look at Apex, and the streets are definitely wet here, but we're not looking at wet streets everywhere. Again, these showers right now are pretty widespread. 70 in Tarboro, 71 in Irwin, 71 in Rocky Mount. Our temperatures are mild this morning. We'll only climb into the upper 70s.
6:13 right now, watching that live camera at I-40 at 55 in South Durham, where we have some rain falling, and you can see the roads getting wet out there. As Elizabeth mentioned, we do have some heavy showers starting to move into parts of Wake County as well, so we'll be watching that through the morning. Taking a look around the triangle right now, our major routes are looking okay. Tracking a couple of crashes with injuries over in the Wendell area, one at Wendell Boulevard at Wendell Falls Parkway, another on Wendell Falls Parkway at Martin Pond Road. We are seeing some delays at those intersections, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. Here's another story we have been following and getting more information about a shooting in Greenville that left a man dead and several others hurt. We first brought you this yesterday as breaking news in the morning, and a family has now confirmed the identity of the man who was killed in a Father's Day shooting. 45-year-old Damian Scott was one of six people shot, including a 15-year-old. This happened on West 6th Street. Greenville police say they found Scott at that scene. The other five people were taken to ECU Medical Center. They are expected to survive. Police say the shooting happened during a gunfight between two groups.
Completing the name change at Fort Liberty will take a little more than just replacing the big sign out front. There are a lot of other signs that also need to be changed. Fort Bragg is still displayed all over the place, and it could take several months to fix all these signs. The state DOT says they didn't want to order all the new signs before it knew that everything was decided. A DOT spokesperson says there are about 75 signs that must be updated. About 30 of them will be torn down and replaced with new ones.
And then about 45 other highway directional signs, they do not need to be replaced. Instead, we'll put a new sticker or seal or overlay over the word Bragg. So the word Bragg will become Liberty, and everything else on that sign will remain the same.
He says that'll save taxpayers some money, but it's still going to cost about $500,000 to change all the signs. The DOT does not have an exact time on when all the signs will be replaced or updated. They hope to complete the project by the end of this year.
Today, you can give your input on a newly proposed park in Holly Springs. Town Council is holding a public hearing on the $100 million bond referendum to pay for it. Town leaders began talk in 2021 to build a 56-acre park on Cass Holt Road. The bond would raise the town's property tax rate by 5 cents, which equates to $200 more per year on a $400,000 home. If approved, it would go on the ballot this November.
This morning, we're hearing from one of the property owners after a historic McKeithen house was demolished. It happened in Cameron Township on Monday. A local church purchased the property several years ago, and WREL previously reported an effort from the community to take ownership of the home. It would have been done through an agreement where the church would donate the house if certain conditions were met.
The house was deteriorating. We had people who would trespass on the property as it was. If someone got hurt there, we were responsible. After all the deadlines were not met, after we had been over backwards, giving them all the access to it, it was time for us to move forward and do what we needed to do to protect the church.
On Facebook, Cameron Historic Preservation Incorporated also noted an agreement for acquiring the property could not be reached. The organization thanked people who donated to support the effort to try and save this house.
6:17, the time right now. We needed some rain, and we are certainly getting it. We didn't need it all at once. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We got a bunch of it yesterday and more on the way today.
We did, especially in the western part of our viewing area. We saw a lot of it yesterday. We're going to see waves of it during the day today. This is going to be pretty typical where here in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, we're looking at dry conditions. But then over here in Apex, it is wet. So we're seeing pockets of rain. Some of that will be heavy on and off. Right now it is dry in Goldsboro. But you can see the tarp is wet here at the DBAP where we had some rain overnight last night. Trying to keep that baseball diamond nice and dry. Here's a look at radar right now. We're starting to see more rain pop up. A little bit of that down in Cumberland County, beginning to pop up in Johnston County and parts of Wake County, moving on up into Durham County too. So starting to see a few more areas with some rain. Some of that rain could be heavy at times for today. Could be a little thunder and lightning associated with it, but it doesn't look like we'll see severe storms out of this. So we've had some showers in Pittsburgh this morning, Morrisville, Apex, Fuquay, Holly Springs. We're looking at some of that moving into Durham at this point, and again, more of it down to the south. So just going to keep bubbling up across the region. We've had some light rain up around Henderson and in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Some of that starting to fizzle out just a little bit. Here's a look at the amount of rainfall that we've seen in the last 24 hours. These light green colors are just a trace of rain. We had a big, hefty band of thunderstorms, a lot of severe weather back to our west. That started to push into our viewing area, and then it fizzled out. But we did have a little bit of tree damage in Durham and Chapel Hill yesterday. And here's a look at some of the rainfall. Some of that was heaviest in Chatham County at about 2.5 inches, about 1.5 inches in Sanford, closer to 0.5 inch in parts of Wake County. We had a little pocket there in Orange County at about 1.5 inches or so. And we certainly have more of that on the way for the next couple of days. Low pressure system spinning around, helping to push all that moisture up from the Atlantic and from the Gulf Coast. You can see the scattered rain with us between now and lunchtime. We'll continue to push through lunchtime into the afternoon. We continue to just see waves circulating around. Sometimes we'll be dry. Sometimes we'll be wet. Same thing tomorrow. A big band comes through first thing tomorrow morning. A little break maybe around lunchtime. More waves on through the afternoon. So we could easily see another 2 inches or more across our area. Flooding risk is high in the mountains for today. And it's medium for our southwestern counties. Those areas that saw some of that heavier rain yesterday as we add to that today. Just a little sliver of our viewing area. A little piece of person in Orange counties and that medium risk for tomorrow. And then that spreads a little farther to the east, including Durham and up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia for Thursday. Here's a look at the amount of additional rainfall we could see. Easily 1.5 inches to 2.5, 3 inches, depending on where we are. So that's why we're looking at that potential for flooding. Also, some cool temperatures with this rain. 79 today, 76 tomorrow for the first day of summer, which isn't going to feel like it. But don't worry, summer's coming, Brian. I know you're just dying to get back into those 90s on Sunday and Monday.
We're in the rain this morning as we take a look at some of our cameras around the triangle. This is a live look at Apex, US 1 at 1010 Road, where we have one of those heavy showers moving through, and you can see how wet the conditions are. As Elizabeth showed us on radar, there are just some scattered showers, but in some of those spots, the rain is coming down hard, at least briefly. I want to show you our latest live traffic map here, latest live sensor data indicating no big delays on major routes, but I am tracking a couple of crashes in eastern Wake County, one on Wendell Boulevard at Wendell Falls Parkway, and another on Wendell Falls Parkway at Martin Pond Road. Both of those are crashes with injuries, and we are seeing some delays at those intersections. Looks like that earlier crash in Garner at Old Stage Road at Vandora Springs Road has cleared. Traffic is flowing freely in that area.
Brian, thanks. Business is booming at that new casino in Danville, Virginia, just across our border. Much of it is coming from people in North Carolina. We'll tell you how much money that casino raked in its first month.
And time is running out to find a submarine carrying 5 passengers. It was headed to explore the Titanic's wreckage when it disappeared. The urgent search this morning.
Also coming up on today, a live interview with the man who's taken the golf world by storm, Wyndham Clark, after winning the U.S. Open.
That's going to be great. And here are your winning lottery numbers.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Brian Trader's here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Indeed, Bebe Rexha shared an update after being hit in the head with a cell phone. The singer posted a photo on her Instagram page showing her injury and saying, "I'm good." This happened while she was on stage in New York City. Police say a man threw the phone at her during the concert, and he was charged with assault.
It's just terrible. I remember seeing this video yesterday. It was so scary. This man just hurled the phone as hard as he could at her face. She had to get stitches. She went off the stage. She went to the hospital. She had to get stitches. The man did come out and say, "I did it because it was funny." It's not funny. This is not funny under any circumstance. You do not throw anything at a performer on stage.
I thought, what a dope. Why would you go to the show?
I know.
If you didn't like the person.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm glad she's okay.
Not funny.
But that's so scary. Yeah.
So, Mick Jagger and his girlfriend are selling their Florida home for $3.5 million. Jagger bought the house in 2020 for $1.9 million, so they've done pretty well on that investment. The four-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath home is located in the Lake Club gated community, and they have all kinds of amenities, as you might guess, like a grand clubhouse, resort-style pools, and private tennis courts.
Of course.
The home has its own private saltwater pool, dance studio, and a media room with a bar.
Heated saltwater pool as well. You know, I was looking around there for you, Brian, for your next, casa. And it's pretty modest for that neighborhood. There's $8 and $9 million homes in there.
$3 million, that's like a bargain.
Yeah. You can't always get what you want, but you can get what you need.
What you need. That's right.
There you go. Yeah. I love it. All right, Brian, thank you. A new casino just across the state line in Virginia is bringing in big money, and a lot of it's coming from right here in North Carolina. Two-thirds of the cars in the parking lot, look at the plates, they're from North Carolina. Caesars opened a temporary casino inside a tent May 15th. The Virginia Lottery says Caesars brought in $12 million in gaming revenue in the first 2 weeks. One study estimates North Carolinians will spend $259 million a year in Virginia's new border casinos.
Airlines are recovering this week after storms over the weekend caused delays and cancellations all across the country. And travel experts say the trouble isn't over as summer travel season ramps up. So what do you do if your flight is delayed or canceled? In certain circumstances, if your flight's canceled or delayed for a significant amount of time, you may be entitled to compensation. Make sure to check your airline's policies on that. You can also request to rebook your flight. Some airlines can rebook your flight at no additional charge or give you a refund for the unused portion of your ticket.
They would prefer you didn't take that refund. And so instead, what they typically are willing to do is to switch you to any other flight.
And if your flight is significantly affected, airlines can sometimes reimburse you for meals, transportation, and hotel rooms.
Dual Doppler 5000 radar is showing rain starting to crop up across our area. I'll show you the timeline and how much more rain we could see today.
30-story buildings could be coming right here in and around Shaw University's campus. Just ahead, a look at a public meeting happening today where you can voice your thoughts about it and why some people say it doesn't belong here.